as we don't impart to you some understanding, then we are wasting your time. And we are wasting also our own time. I'm sure that there are many things in the minds of people that come down here from time to time that they yet don't understand. And that's the way that it has to be. I think Dr. Kennedy said time and time again, but he gives much more credit to those of us that are sitting on these seats and have to come out here from time to time to have the bits and pieces of his knowledge revealed unto us. He said, now you deserve much more credit than I deserve. Why? Because I didn't get mine like that. By going back and forth to class, you know, four or five times a week, staying up all night and so forth, trying to get a revelation. The mind just came such. See? I was a clear blue sky in the thing. They had the divine panoramic vision. See? Instantaneously. And then later on, you see, you got the revelation. Shortly after, you got the revelation. Whereas with us, we have to come down here and tired or sleepy or what have you. You see, we have to come on down here where the gospel is being preached. And I've oftentimes, within my own thinking, that my field is medicine, I'll compare it with the taking on or the child in the womb. Now, you just can't rush that thing. Okay, how much you might desire to get it over with. There is a preset course that everybody has to go. See? And you just have to wait and be patient. Now we made this statement, which comes right out of the Bible time and time again, and made it from the floor, that you shall know Yahweh as you go on to know Yahweh. And that's the reason why you're down here every time we have class, or that more and more of these things might be revealed. But I'm somebody might say, I want to know the answer to this question right now. Well, it may not be in the purpose and scheme of Yahweh for you to know that right now. That's a particular question.
Okay.
You see, it's just like, regardless of what we think about it, that is a part-by-part timetable that the child has to go through in developing in the womb. See, now the brain develops first. See? Now I'm just using a parabolic situation here. Now you might desire to have a seat develop first. You see, but that just won't work. You see? The brain has to come first. Why? Because you're falling down to a definite course. At a time. So then we just have to be patient with this divine birthing. Understand? That we have to be patient with the physical birthing. See? And the one that takes care of this one here in seeing to it that everything goes along according to a preset course. You see? Now you can say, well, the doctor does that. No, he doesn't. He just doesn't have anything to do with it.
That's right.
Yeah, he sees to it that you have necessary vitamins, and he talks to you about getting your rest and what not to do. You see, eat a full course meal, you understand? A well-rounded out, balanced diet. He tells you all those things. But as far as that doctor has anything to do with the maturation of those cells or the development of those cells in the womb, he doesn't have nothing to do with that at all. See? So that's under divine dictation. You see? There's nothing you can do to impede it or to accelerate it. See? It's got to come along in due course of time. You see? And that's where some of these difficulties lie from time to time, because some of us want to jump ahead of Yahweh in the manifestation of what he wants to be doing. You see? I've often thought about the class the way it has come down. You see? And even though we put those names in the 1961 edition of the book, see? Now you've got that explanation in the book to this day.
Yes.
You see? But we still went right on and didn't use them. And we went on about 5 or 6 more years before Dr. Kennedy began to zero in on those names, and I look, this is the way it is. And then we went ahead and made the change.
Right.
I'm saying, so that was fine for us. Even though he showed us that they were wrong or in error before that time. So that's just the way that it is with this work. Now then, the another thing about that thing is this. You see? First, you got to understand the principle of the thing.
Yes, sir.
You see? You can get that principle down. See? Oftentimes, things that come up from time to time, that question may not have been raised to you before. But with that principle in mind, you can go ahead and answer the question according to the principle. But you never get the principle straight. Then that lets out any possibility of you answering any question. See? There are numerous Bible stories in that book, then, and all of them have something to do with the operation of this time. You understand? I go over some of the more common ones, you see. Adam, Noah. But there are others. And every last one of them can be set up the same way.
That's right.
That's easy, see. But now, if you never have delved into it, we never have explained it. See, that shouldn't let you exactly be helpless when it comes to understanding one of those stories that you never know mention has been made of before. Why? Because you got the principle in mind. And with that principle in mind, that's the reason why we speak so much to and emphasize so much this basic operation of this pattern. You get the point? Because it is definitely and positively important, see? Now, Dr. Tatum raised a question. Now, we call Dr. Glenn Kemmel, you see, to speak. And he just happened to be outside in the lobby, see. And Dr. Kennedy said, now you ought to get up there and answer Dr. Train's question. And that's the reason I'm up here.
All right.
So I just want to, now we don't want to continue on with this thing, you understand? But I do want to also set some things straight, you see. That is, in regard to this word, I need to look at a dictionary too. And I do know that Dr. Train is right the way the word is used in a dictionary. I never have argued with him and said that he was wrong.
Okay.
I must admit that I was surprised when I went back and took a look at the word, because I told you before when I got on, when I talked about this, that I had firstly didn't even know the word existed when I came to the school. And I began to pronounce it, then the next thing I did was went to my dictionary and I said, oh yeah, here it is. See? And I skipped over the little bit about how you pronounce it, which comes right next to the word, and skipped over to read about what the definition was. It says, from beyond the physical, a body you understand is not flesh. I thought, well, that's all right. I like that. And I had already been told it was it called here, so I was not wrong with it. See? Been using it all this time. Now, when it come up, the question raised about whether it's incorporeal, you see, then I go back and look in the dictionary and call it a Webster. Now, I don't want nobody to think that we can't read. It is in there, incorporeal. Now, does everybody understand that?
All right.
See? The way the world uses it out there. As far as they are concerned, you would be wrong in saying incorporeal. You see? This part. Now, does that straighten that out?
Yeah.
See? Now, I said that what we're trying to do is impart the understanding. If you can understand what we're trying to say in using even this term, I wish it were possible that we could use a smaller word and a more simplified word, you understand, in order to get across to understand, because it's not the word that we're interested in, folks. It's this right here.
That's right.
And in the different tongues and languages that you have, some people, by having a dialect or what have you, can't even mention the way you want to pronounce
right.
it. Yet still, they'll understand what you're talking about.
Right.
See? Now, I hope that tells that once and for all. See? Now, I'm not saying that I get up on the and I don't mean to be throwing no stone at nobody when I get up here. I might say incorporeal, I might say incorporeal. But the main thing I'm trying to do is get the fault of you to understand. But I'm wise enough to know that the way that is defined in that dictionary, and I looked it up and I have a dozen dictionaries too, it does say incorporeal. Yet still, I'm going to make this one point too, so we can verify this. That, according to the way that you use a dictionary, a lexicon, see, just one that actually defines words according to their common usage. And even down to the pronunciation of the word, it's not absolute. You know what I mean by that? It's not absolute.
Correct.
There is no such thing as an absolute correct or incorrect way of pronouncing any word.
That's right.
That's right. According to geographical location, there are some people that use the word, pronounce it one way and another way. And what is right for this geographical location might be different for another. And they can't include in your dictionary all of those different pronunciations. So they put the one in there that's in most common usage. You see? So I'm saying like this, if we as a body of people agreed to use incorporeal, and we understood what it meant in Los Angeles and in the other seven schools that we had, it would be perfectly all right. And no matter what the rest of the world said, it would be perfectly acceptable. And if you get enough people to use it, after a while it would appear in your dictionary.
Right.
stay out and do it.
Okay.
You see? Now, if you want to know anything about that, then you have to see Moses about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And friends, and it is down there, you can't even hold it. See? Yahshua the Messiah was that Holy Spirit, incarnated in a physical body, you see? And he was the only one that had that, freshly prepared body. And that blood, you see, that was in that body, that was given for the redemption of the world, see? And the life is in the blood, you see? Now, if you didn't get it from this one here, you see, then you had no possible chance of being redeemed or being saved. In other words, everybody had to come to him for knowledge and understanding. Now bring that whole way to this stage into the dispensation of grace. See? Oh, I'm telling you, if we could just understand. Now somebody pick me up the 10th chapter, we'll go over it again. We just have to read it up tonight. I think it's the 10th chapter of Romans. And when we get down there, it says, whosoever calls on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. But how can they call on him of whom they have not heard? See, I want that written.
That's what we
all write down in this Bible.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be delivered.
For whosoever shall call upon his name shall be delivered. You understand me?
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Now, how can they call on him of whom they have not believed? See?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Now, how shall they hear without a preacher? Now, that doesn't mean what you think it means. You understand? Here in the world, on every street corner. Somebody said, well, I got a preacher. See? But there's only one preacher, folks. Just one. You have back over there in Ecclesiastes. Supposed to be written by the preacher. Or Solomon. Now that's Solomon back there. He was just a type of the real. He been a son of David. And the fourth son of David. Born at Jerusalem.
That's right.
Then, that fourth son pertained to the tribe of Judah. You see, because Judah was the fourth son of Jacob. You see, then Yahshua the Messiah coming along, you see, he fulfilled Solomon as a type.
Right.
Get the point? See? And he is the real teacher, or the real preacher.
Right.
See? Now, the Roman Catholics got that all messed up. They said that the church teaches.
Right.
See? They got the church, which is a body, or the woman, or the bride of Yahshua Messiah, doing the teaching. Now that's wrong. You see? It's the head, you see, or Yahshua Messiah, who is the preacher, or the teacher. Now you just see right out here that every Tom, Dick, and Harry can get an understanding of Yahweh first. We'll say this from the floor. Now I wonder how many times that it's gone on out the door. We said this, nobody knows anything about Yahweh and his purpose, saving Yahweh himself.
Right.
Now, we didn't say that a man couldn't get up before an audience and read out of the Bible and say, Jesus said, now see what the precious word of God says. You understand?
Yeah.
And then go ahead and spout off about something he thinks that he understands about what he read. We didn't say that he couldn't do that. But when it comes down to the real edification unto salvation, as Paul says in his very same first chapter of Romans that we read tonight, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Yahshua Messiah. Well, why aren't you ashamed, Paul? Because it is the power of Yahweh unto salvation to everyone that believes it.
That's right.
You see? In other words, the real gospel will do something for you. It will raise you up. And the knowledge and understanding. And you can stay out there in those churches being taught by ministers that do not have the Holy Spirit in them, and nothing will ever happen to you.
Right.
You see? You go on to serve 50 years in that church if you want to. And that man that's been teaching you all that time was not endowed with the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, you never learned anything about your Father and his purpose and his plan. You just thought you did. You see, that's a pitiful thing, too, to see how this thing goes. You see, keep on reading that.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
See?
As it is written, how beautiful the feet of them that preach the glad tidings of peace.
Now, the point there. Now, after Pentecost, Yahweh sent 12 men out into the world to convert the world. I'm talking about the apostles. See? Judas, see, he betrayed Yahweh was dying, he failed. And the apostle Paul was sitting there at that 12th apostle. You see? And those 12 men, see, where it says that we are ambassadors,
right.
See, for Yahshua Messiah. As though he in us, you see, was teaching you. And that is what is preaching in the name of Yahshua Messiah. That's what it actually means. It means that there has to be Yahshua Messiah in these bodies that stand up here in front of you that are ministering to you. So the same one that did his job back here, that's the one that's out here doing the preaching now. You see? Now my point is this. See? You have to go to somebody.
That's right.
See? That's endowed with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And be taught and raised up of that one.
That's right.
In order for you to be saved. Now you make it wherever it is.
Right.
You understand what I mean? Wherever you find one, that's where it is.
Right.
See? No, no, I just said be careful. We got some out. We got one in Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We got some over other parts of the country.
That's right.
You understand? But the truth of the matter is, all of it is coming through this one man.
Right.
See? If Yahweh hadn't sent him along in the end of this age, but his situation is the same as Noah.
Right.
See? See? So I'm saying this, I'll make it closer than that. See, 1040 has to be a great big building. See? I said if you don't come to A.T. Kennedy, I hope you understand what I mean. I made it a little bit narrower than this building.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't come to A.T. Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
You see, for knowledge and understanding, in the end of this age, regardless of how you think about this 3 and 5 billion people on the face of the earth, and you say, I don't believe they can all be lost, see, look there were all. And a new company of angels up there in heaven. Good count.
Mm-hmm.
And a third of those were cast out of heaven along with Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, what is a third of a innumerable company? See, gave you enough time, you could count 3 and 5 billion. You understand? But that number of angels that were cast down for leprosy, all of them are reserved in everlasting chains of darkness, waiting to be punished. Now all of them are lost.
That's right.
See, so it ain't no big thing if you got this many people in the world and somebody will come along and say, let me tell me all these people are going to be lost. Yeah, and some more too.
That's right.
Okay, there was just a remnant back here. There was just a remnant down at the past of the side. Eight souls here. Left here. And coming on down to this end, so we have a pattern. Yahweh said, I change not, see? Then it just can only be a remnant.
Yes,
you see? So down here in the end of this age, see? It has to be that spirit that has come from Yahweh the Father through A.C. Kennedy and through the ministers that he sent out in the world, wherever they are, that you're raised up into knowledge and understanding. That's the way it is.
Yes,
see? And you can make that 1040 or wherever they happen to be.
Yes,
you see? But I assure you that that's what it has to be.
Right.
Y'all understand that? This has to be. See, I want to bring it to you in a way that you can understand it too. Maybe I can add something to it.
We have plainly
justified this. Besides, that's plate number 14, I believe,
where
the Elohim. The angel Gabriel come in and spoke to Mary. You see, about her being with child, you see.
Okay.
But she was not overshadowed by Gabriel.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
You understand? No, sir. See, she had to be overshadowed by Elohim.
Okay.
See, so that was placed in her body, or in her loins, which was really just an art. You understand? That had to be this one here, the direct materialization of this form here.
That's right.
You understand?
See? Yes.
In other words, he had to look just like him. He doesn't have to look just like him.
Yes, sir.
See? Now then, it's just looking at it physically, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Roger, if you had a wife, see, and you happen to have kinky hair, and she wanted to have a child with that beautiful curly hair, you understand? Well, then, she couldn't get that from you, is that right? Or some other characteristic that she's looking for. Now, you, see, you can supply that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see my point? In other words, she had to be impregnated, see,
mm-hmm.
with the seed that comes from that that she wants to look like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see, I want the offspring to look like.
Right.
You see? Now, what I said in just so many words, it might not sound much to some, you see. But in order for you, now, Yahshua said that I go away to prepare a place for you that where I am, there ye may be also. See? Now, we're going to wind up being in the place that he was, being a son of Yahweh, as he was. See, there's no way for us to come to that position except that we are overshadowed by him or by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. So that death is born in our loins, and they call the copy of this. They just can't come through no other means. That's the reason why it is that that has to be. Yahshua's life in these bodies, they is doing the ministry now. He hasn't gone out of business, although we might think so. He's still on the dock. Ministering in these boys here. If you look at them, that's Brady Allen, that's Roger Jackson, that's Lynn McCarr, that's Willie Graham, and so forth and so on. That's what it really is. See? And unless you are born of that spirit that is in no tabernacle, and it comes from this one source,
that's right.
Then, as I said, that you can't be saved. See? Forget about this heart thing. And that's what has to be in your heart.
That's right.
In order to be saved. I think I just about covered the question that he asked. The other question that he asked, that's not the reference. The reference to the garden. But I think that I've covered these things that he asked about. Questions that are in his mind. And he says he has some more. And some of the rest of us got questions, too. You understand? And we do encourage you to ask questions. And you don't think that's unreasonable. We wouldn't say one thing out of the corner of our mouth and turn around and say something else. You see? We want you to ask questions, see? Ask them. See? First thing, I like to do this myself. That is, and then I'm finished. Give the Holy Spirit just a little opportunity that is asking in you to ask that question, to answer the question for you. Now, the reason why I said that is this, folks. When the answer comes to you within yourself, you understand? Then that gives you more confidence that that Holy Spirit operating within you.
Right.
You understand? And then sooner or later, you see, then you'll build up a great amount of confidence. See? But now, if you run to somebody and ask them every question that pops in your mind, and they do all the answering all the time, and you don't strengthen yourself by that. See? So I say it like this: if you truly want to know the answer to some of these questions that come in your mind, just sit patient, meditate on it, desire to know, and I'm sure the answer will come to you if you have a contrite and sincere heart.
That's right.
See? Just give y'all a chance to answer, and they will be answered.
Thank you.
All their attention to the job. But now I have told you that it's absolutely impossible for anybody in the world to go to God like y'all to be gone. You can't do it. I've already told you that. Now, oftentimes, most all the time, when the MC gets on the floor, he tells you that Jesus. There is no faith in the Hebrew language. Yet. Is that what you say?
Right.
Now, I've said that many times. There is no W in it either.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
That's
right. Right. Now, if there's no J in Hebrew language, and there's no W in the Hebrew language, where did you get it from? Now, here's what I want to point out real quick. On his side. Now here's Jordan. That's got a J in it. Here's Jerusalem. That's got a J in it. You got in your Bible a Jew. That's got a J in it. You see what I mean?
Right.
Now if you're going to say something about these things, you follow what I mean?
Yes.
It ought to go all the way through.
Okay.
See? Because if you don't, somebody's going to interrogate you.